You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local Omaha area director and social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how's it going?
It's a beautiful day to be here with you in this lovely Subaville studio.
We've talked about the studio before. Just so you know, it is not fancy. I have a laptop, a mixing board, and two microphones, and that's about the extent we get here. But I'm working on improving the old studio, maybe putting some sound barriers up, that kind of stuff.
And then we'll bring in the bands, right?
Sure, yeah. This will be a great place. We'll put them out on the roof here, this little tiny spot that they can set up, and you can sit in the driveway and watch them. So throughout time, we always like to have the directors come on and share their story. In BNI, the VCP process, visibility, credibility, profitability, we find very important. And the beginning of that is, of course, visibility. He can help out with webmasters, any social media that maybe your chapter is interested in doing. So he'll get some visibility that way. But for the most part, you stick with Omaha chapters as far as your visits go, right?
That seems to be where I'm assigned to be, is the Omaha area. So I do cover those guys a little bit better than the rest. A lot of the other outside chapters in the Heartland territory only know me by my Facebook posts or my emails that I've sent occasionally. So I'm glad to have the opportunity to kind of put myself forward a little bit to them and be more than just the face on that little dot that goes next to the Facebook post.
Exactly. And then credibility. This is going to help you build your credibility a little bit, because I think the more we know about people, the more we trust them. And as you shared all your stuff with the Speed of Trust book, right? And I haven't gotten too much into it. But with the Diamond Growth Program, they do refer to the Speed of Trust as a book to read and kind of follow. And trust really builds in with credibility. They're almost parallel or no, identical. I think if they're parallel, then they don't touch, right? So they'd be identical to each other if you really dig into it. So I'm going to pass it on over and let Ray just kind of share his story on his BNI journey.
So BNI was not something I was actively looking for when I fell into the BNI world. I had actually been working at a call center. I was training insurance agents for a number of years. I loved the job that I was doing, helping people learn, helping people grow, helping people find a passion in insurance. It's kind of a hard thing to do. Well, as that job was kind of changing with the corporate environment that I was working in, I was starting to get a little bit more frustrated. And I actually knew our executive director, Vince Vigneri, and Chris Vigneri. I knew them both from outside things. We'd worked on some church fundraisers and other projects together. So one day I turned to Vince and said, look, I know you know a million people. I have a weird set of skills. I have this training thing that I've been doing for a while that I teach people. I enjoy that. I also have some background in insurance. I have some background in retail. I worked in radio. I've done some social media things. I've got a lot of audiovisual stuff that I've done. If you know anybody that could use somebody with this weird batch of skills, you know, would you be kind enough to let me know? Well, time goes on. A couple of days later, he comes back to me and he's like, you know what? I might know someone. I'm like, really? I might have a use for you, is pretty much what he told me. That was not at all what I was looking for at that point in time. I was just trying to put those feelers out there. I had been doing that with a couple of people that I knew, and I, you know, had just sat down and had a little heartfelt conversation, had a little email that I sent to him as well, just kind of detailing a little bit of what I was hopefully looking for. And he came and approached me and said, here's what we do in BNI. And he said, first off, what do you know about BNI? My knowledge of BNI was actually fairly minimal at that point. Mm-hmm. I had some fellow friends that had been insurance agents and had worked with it and had told me that it had worked for them. So I had done some basic research when I found out Vince was in charge of it at one point to go, hey, what is this all kind of about? Mm-hmm. So he encouraged me to go ahead and dig a little bit deeper. And as, of course, I started doing so, I'm reading things and I'm pulling down Ivan Meisner blogs from here and there. And I'm finding all these YouTube videos of people that are in other states and other countries saying how awesome BNI is and what it's done for them. But what I really found amazing was the more that I read into it and the more time that I spent researching it, how much of it resounded with things that I had already kind of been saying and doing and believing in my head for years. Mm-hmm. Of course, the concept of giver's gain is familiar to everybody that's in BNI, and we've had some probably version of that or another that walks around in our head. In my house, the the phrase was, my mantra almost was, what can I do for you? You know, mm-hmm. I'm here to help. I said that to my kids. I would say that to everybody else. What can I do for you? I'm here to help. In a way, that's another way of saying giver's gain.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, hey, that makes sense. Visibility, credibility, profitability. That whole sequence of things was also something that I had been kind of working on with people when I was talking about, you know, trying to get better at what you're doing. You know, first you just kind of have to put yourself out there.
That's right.
And then once you put yourself out there, you're going to get people that will kind of trust you in that way. And once they trust you, things will start to work. These were things, again, not in the BNI terminology that I was using, but I'm reading them and I'm coming across them in literature and in videos and everywhere that I came up with. I'm like, this is all just making sense. Everything that BNI does makes perfect sense. It would be foolish for me not to look into this sort of an option and this sort of a way to go. And of course, I come back to Vince. I'm like, yeah, I think I can make this work. And as I came on board and the more people that I'm meeting and the further in depth I get with learning from you and your training here for me into this director role and everything else that I've done in the time in between, it all comes back to that same thing. It's something that I know. It all makes perfect sense to me. So that's kind of how I landed into where I am at. And it all just makes still every day makes perfect sense to me.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I may say it again as we kind of finish up here today, but you're a very strong asset to the team. Your training background, I have seen shine in member success program. I've seen it shine as far as your education at the local chapters go. But then there's BNI Engage, which is something BNI US is doing for all the franchises. And it's kind of more behind-the-scenes stuff, and I don't want to get too much into it now. You'll learn more at training. That kind of thing. But what's helpful, or I guess what the first step of it is boosting up your social media with your local chapters. And just what you've done with that alone, even these podcast exposure has been phenomenal as getting people engaged to even know a little bit more about what BNI is, what it can do for your business, how it can benefit you. And that's what we're looking for then for that next step of them to actually go visit a chapter and see if it is valid for their business or if it is something that they'd want to commit to. But what it all comes down to is those core values and then giver's gain, like you said, the VCP process, all of that. I do agree that a lot of people have that in their day in and day lives. They may not have words on it like we do in BNI, but that was a big reason for me. I never put together that I lived and breathed giver's gain until probably about 6 or 7 months into my membership. And it all comes down to when we went out to my grandparents' house in Arizona. And I'm thinking vacation. I was, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 maybe at the time. And I'm thinking vacation time. And when we get there, we get this giant list of things that we have to do around my grandma's house because she's there alone and she needs all these things done. And as family, that's what you do. And after that, it really instilled me, if I can ever help, no matter what's going on, if it's a party and you need a bartender, I'll jump behind there and bartend. If it's after the party and you need help cleaning up, put me on the dishes, put me on the trash, whatever that is, I'm willing to help. And I think to put it into words as that giver's gain philosophy, that was what has driven me and my passion in BNI because I believe in it before BNI, but now it's just even better that it can be beneficial for business owners on top of it too.
And for someone like me who loves to do things from a communication standpoint and how well they've got this message together and everything is just super clear as you go through it, and it makes sense. That to me has been the most astounding thing I've learned in BNI is that this message has been distilled down into something simple and understandable and something that's really maybe not always easy to apply, but easy to understand how to apply that mm-hmm. into your life and take it forward. And it isn't just from the business standpoint. You can take a lot of those principles into how you develop relationships with other people outside of BNI and outside of your business, and those sorts of concepts just kind of move throughout the whole world as you do it. And the universe, how universal it is, I can't say universality, or whatever that is. That's a big word. I don't like big words. But the fact that that message is universal and cuts across countries and internationally is just amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. No, and the growth has been fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing kind of your background, what brought you to BNI, the passion in there. Any kind of final words to close it down?
What I have enjoyed is having a little bit of an outsider perspective sometimes from BNI, because I have spent a lot of time in the corporate world, and I'm relatively new to this. And what I find amazing is the energy that you get out of each chapter. And what I'm looking forward to seeing kind of us develop here in the BNI Heartland area is kind of that whole energy throughout the Heartland region, using our social media, using this podcast, using other tools that we can feel like we can connect with BNI members outside of that room that we're in, but inside our BNI Heartland territory for that extra boost of, you know, if there's somebody that doesn't do this in my chapter, hey, I've got an associate here in the other chapter in this town, we can go ahead and reach out to them and get that covered. So just seeing that sort of interrelationship grow is really the thing that I'm looking forward to building as we go forward.
Rock on. We're always trying to grow that. Well, if you got any ideas from this, or if you're interested in something Ray could help you with, his email is pretty simple. It is ray@bniheartland.com. And that's R-A-Y. We're not too fancy with how we spell Ray around these parts. And for our listeners, this is just a reminder that these podcasts are meant for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best. Ray, thank you for your time today, and thanks for sharing your story.
Thanks for putting me up here in Subaville Studios for the morning. It's been great.
I love that that's what he calls it. We have a Subaville sign in our house, and I think that's where it's coming from. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.